And we're back again with the Sundance Reel. I'm Rick Bruff, and my co-host Stacy Domalski. And well, while we're on the theme of some of the better things to see in the World Cinema Dramatic Competition, we have a film called Butterflies. From officially, is this a Turkish film, Tolga? Tolga Karaçelik.
That's bad. Okay. Karaçelik.
And
yeah.
And his leading lady Tuğçe.
Yes, Tuğçe.
And I'll let you go ahead with the premise here, but it's kind of interesting because when I watched the screener, it was like. At first, did they make a mistake and they put three different movies together? Because one character is an astronaut in a political dispute. Another is a voiceover, and another is this woman with an oblivious husband. And I thought, wait a minute, are these three movies? But go ahead.
That was the idea, actually. Like, I wanted to shoot a film that is really going from side to side, and I wanted to see how well I can direct it and keep it in one place. Especially the beginning is also a different genre, and it's also moving between genres. The question is, how can you try to make people cry when they just saw an exploding chicken. So that was kind of like
an exploding chicken just never gets old.
yeah, it's hard to get sponsors though.
Yeah.
Exploding
chicken.
Is this going to be, you know, another one of those movies that have the credit at the end that says no chickens were actually exploded in the making of this film?
I had nastier ideas. Put black and white pictures of three chicken and make them start like 2004 and 2017 or something like that. Then people would be really, I would be in trouble most probably. So I didn't do that joke.
Okay, yeah, they wouldn't get it. Or they wouldn't take it kindly.
Yeah, most probably not.
But these three different siblings, what's their situation at the beginning of the movie, and then how did you get them on a road trip?
Well, the idea for me writing the script started in the funeral of my uncle, and I lost my uncle, and he was a poet who made me read Kafka when I was 11 years old, and like. He's the one who messed up with my life, actually. Because I started reading Mayakovsky poetry when I was 8. So
that's a little early.
It doesn't get better from there. And so in his funeral, I used to write poetry. And I was like kind of like being published in underground magazine, stuff like that. So he always told me that he wanted to be an underground poet like me. And so in his funeral, they made me do the speech. And I said, you always wanted to be an underground poet. Now you had become one. Congratulations. No one left.
So that's a great joke.
Yeah, Imam was looking at me like I was, I wouldn't say it on the radio. So it started like that. I knew that Masar would be laughing at it. So in the credits, the father's name is, that's why Masar, the father that they had lost. So I wanted to make a kind of like a comedy around the funeral, which as you could understood from my joke, I'm not that a funny guy, so it's a strange combination of not funny guy trying to make a comedy. So it started like this, the idea. And then I came up with the characters. The characters are all in different, their own worlds. One of them is when they lost their mother, the story goes like this. When they lost their mother, their father sent them away because he couldn't handle them. So one of them he sent to an aunt who's living in Germany. So he was raised in Germany, and he's raised to be an astronaut who is on strike because this year's budget also had been made official, and there's no budget for them to send it to space. And he says basically a really logical thing, like, if you had stolen all my life trying to teach me to live in space, to do my toilet in space, and like do everything that's needed on space, and 10 years of teaching this, and you're not sending me. Still not space, and he's on strike with the astronaut costumes They have those strike marches.
He's retaliating.
Tuche, she could tell better maybe than me, but she is the kindergarten teacher who is in the verge of a nervous breakdown. And she's trying to get a divorce from a guy who never stops speaking, who is acted
doesn't
by me, the guy who's
her.
Speaking, my character, who is standing next to me actually right now. And the third person is a guy, kind of like a loser actor, who is never happy with his life, now doing voiceovers for home videos. You know, you never like your own voice in the home video, so he does the job for you. He comes in and does the voiceover for the cats, sometimes writes jokes. So they are called back after 25 years to the village that they left. They didn't see, they were not in contact with each other for quite 25 years. So when they come back, they found out that their father's dead. So that's the idea of the story. So they, in the will of his father, their father, it is says that bury me when the butterflies comes, hence the name of the movie. Because it's a village where millions of butterflies come to die. It's one day in August, which no one knows which day it will be. So they wait. Three siblings who doesn't know each other that much, who doesn't try to figure out who their father was and why he called them, is waiting for butterflies to come to the village to bury him.
Yeah, and Tuche, talk to me a little about your character that you. You have lines like asking your brother, so when you're not an astronaut, what do you do?
Yes.
and you're this combination of, well, sometimes you can be kind of crazy and off the rails, let us say, and other times quite thoughtful and poignant. So what was your approach to that character?
Yes, it was very funny. Because she looks like calm, but inside of her there is a monster
just waiting to come out.
Yes, waiting to come out. She wants to talk about what she wants to talk. Actually, she's talking like that after that.
So your character's a kindergarten teacher?
Yes.
So that would be frustrating because you have to be a certain way in front of a kindergarten class.
Yes.
And if you're just bubbling underneath the surface, it's going to be hard to keep the lid on that.
Yes.
So as an actor, that must have been a fun role for you.
Yes, yes.
Even though the character isn't
exactly
fun necessarily, but for you as an actor, that was a fun challenge.
Yes, yes, of course, exactly. It was like that.
How did you prepare for that? Was there anything that you...
I worked on her dancing, by the way.
Oh.
We rehearsed a little bit before the shootings. It helps me to contact with my siblings, brothers, and contact with my characters. And then we build up together the characters with the director.
Well, I never had seen a group this much wanting to rehearse. This is my third feature. I've done lots of six shorts, I think, till now. They made me so tired. I once was up to this point saying, please stop rehearsing. I have a film to make. It was like they always wanted to rehearse. They were theater actors. She's from theater, and the other three siblings are from good theater actors also. They wanted to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse.
Yeah, okay. And the results of all that, you've got your first coming up at tomorrow at the Prospector. And
yes.
Again, Wednesday morning at Prospector, and after a sojourn in Salt Lake. And then Friday at either the Euro or the Ray, but that's Friday at 6 p.m. And really nice to see you. One of the stars of Butterflies, and Tolga, the director of Butterflies.
Hope to see you all there.
Yes.
And as an oblivious husband.
Director slash oblivious husband.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.